Step forward into cell block 4 and walk slowly down the corridor. Stop when you reach the photographs on the left. These are the sounds of the 20th century at Eastern State.
I think I was there about 3 weeks, and then I went to 4 block, I remember, which was an old block. It was damp and stinky. The whole place seemed cold to me.
By 1940, Eastern State had become a maximum security facility, with inmates serving life sentences and even death sentences. But they lived here, in the century-old shell of this once revolutionary prison. Here are the real voices of inmates and guards who remember those days. Some of these men are still incarcerated in the state of Pennsylvania. Their stories last about 5 minutes. They accompany the photographs along the walls.
Everybody pretty much was assigned to a job. And this place needed a lot of upkeep. There were guys who worked in the electric shop, worked in the plumbing, did the painting, did the plastering. And the place was old then, I mean, tremendously old. So there was a lot of upkeep. There was always some.
And we had television to the block certain times. They made a schedule, and that's what we had to abide by, the schedule. Ed Sullivan and Jackie Gleason, all them old-timers, you know.
The chess playing, we played chess every day. Every day, every minute that we got. And I taught this one guard, Sloan, to play. He loved the game. And we sit there for hours and hours. And naturally, he did his job. We were sitting out at the desk, you know, he could watch, do his job.
Some guys were bullies, and they thought they could do this and do that, but a few of them got shanked themselves. I mean, this is like a city within a city.
We had a good basketball team as far as the inmates playing each other, but when we played outside competition, you know, we weren't competitive. First, there was no mixture. There were blacks against the Caucasian. They played that. But then as time went along, they got the mix of the team, and they became better teams.
This is when I'm new in the jail. They asked if I wanted to play football. I said, sure. So I go in the cell, I change. I come out in the block, I see their jerseys are one color, mine's another. I couldn't figure it out. I was the first white to play in a black team. And I was in their backfield more than their quarterback was.
We had this Puerto Rican guy come in the Eastern State Penitentiary, and I don't think they really knew what to do with him because they had the blacks in certain blocks and the whites in certain blocks. I don't ever remember any blacks being on the same block as whites. I mean, the whites being on the same blocks as blacks.
Some of the workplaces in the institution, for instance, the kitchen, were predominantly black. The print shop and the choice jobs were predominantly white. So that I devised a plan of integrating all of the work areas first. This young...
The attitude at Easton was a much more relaxed attitude. One thing, I think you had relatively older inmates here. They referred to Easton as the house. The atmosphere between the guards and inmates was a lot more relaxed.
We had youngsters here too. When I say youngsters, I'm talking 22, 23 year olds, you know. We had a lot of them.
This is what I had in my cell. You had a bed, a table, a bench, a wooden locker box, and you had a set of earphones that you plugged in, 4 channels. This is where you got your radio from. And you had your commode and a spigot.
It was cold in the winter and hot in the summer. I mean, sometimes you put water on yourself. There were times that you'd be in a cell, it was almost like you were gonna suffocate. You know? And there were guys who would flood their cell, just get buckets of water and throw in the cell. So on the cell floor, since it was all cement anyway.
There are conditions and rules and restrictions in life that you can't possibly know about without living it. And no matter how sensitive you think you are to someone else's conditions or someone else's need, until you actually live it yourself, you can't know it.
You know, even when times are going right in the prison, you don't let your guard down. You have to be aware that these people are going to try to get out.
Theron King was a likable loner that impressed me a great deal. I had a number of conversations with him and learned nothing at all about him except that he was a loner. Yeah. And Theron King had stated that we weren't going to hold him. And he got this young prisoner, young lifer, Charles Smith, with him. and attempted gathering material for an escape. We caught him and, of course, had him segregated.
Frank Phelan was called the Birdman. Because of the type of crime that he committed, he always fashioned himself as a big shot. In 15 block, where we kept Frank, he got a hold of two pieces of metal and made daggers out of them. And he taped them into his hands so that he wouldn't lose them in a scuffle. Well, we finally subdued him. He was the type of person you couldn't trust because he would hurt you.
If you hit a guard at that time, the rules was that you got beat all the way to isolation. It wasn't a smack, it wasn't a kick. I've never saw an inmate go to isolation just with a spank or a light bruise. That was impossible at that time. So the rules
at the time, I thought this was a real horror, place of horrors, but, well, Alcatraz, the guards there were so brutal. Not like here. Here you had a lot of good guards. You only had two that I know of that was bad in Eastern State Pen.
Sloan was my guard on my block. He was like my guardian. He was the type of man, he had a little bit of a heart. Christmas, his wife made him take down all her Christmas decorations and take them into us. So we would have a Christmas tree.
There were hard times. There were times I laid myself and cried. You know, I could hear people celebrating New Year's outside my wall. And New Year's Eve, you know.
And I said, once I get my foot outside this door, this prison door, they ain't never gonna see me. Because the guards used to say, well, we'll see you in 6 months. I say, well, you hang around. You hang around. Well, you have three doors to go through before you can get out to the street. Once I got out, I just turned around and looked. And I says, well, pal, that's the end. You ain't never gonna see me again.
Step outside and press 10 and the green play button on your acoustic guide to conclude our tour.